You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the 50s, there was a famous TV show called Superman. The star of the show was the actor that played the role Superman, who was named George Reeves. One night, he was a little depressed, got dry, and he drank too much, and he thought he actually was Superman. So he jumped out of a window, ready to fly away, but what happened? He fell down and was killed. And that is our problem in life. We believe that the role that we play in this world is really who we are. And many times that role causes us to jump off the roof in a spiritual sense. Now just imagine, here you are with a group of angels that have a front row seat of what is happening here on earth. There is a great drama unfolding that has earth-shattering consequences. Yehuda, who is the king of the Jews, is approaching the mission Lamelech, the second in charge of Egypt. The stakes are high. Yehuda is pleading, threatening, giving the greatest speech of his life to save his brother Binyamin, to save his father from dying of sorrow, to basically save Klal Yisrael. He is dealing with this cruel, powerful, haughty ruler who doesn't seem to have much mercy. However, imagine the Molochim elbowing each other and laughing and saying, "What a joke! That's no ruler. That's your brother Yosef, who only loves you and your brothers and certainly your father." Then when Yehuda says, "You know, our brother Yosef is dead," can you imagine the chuckles from upstairs? Then when the king says, "Ani Yosef, I am Yosef," all the illusion shatters, and the facade that the brothers have built up for themselves for 22 years through their actions, feelings, and thoughts go up in smoke. They were so attached to their role, they became their role. Now we can understand a very difficult pasuk in Parshas Bo. Hashem said that He hardened Paro's heart to put Hashem's nisim in Mitzrayim. Uleman tisaper ba'oizne bincha uvein bincha, in order to tell, that you should tell on the ears of your sons and your grandchildren, Eis asher yisalalti b'Mitzrayim. The word yisalalti means that I have made a sport of, I have amused myself with Egypt. Now this seems very incongruous to who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We know the famous Medrash that says that the Malachi Hashores wanted to sing Hallel. They wanted to sing songs of praise by Yamsuf. And Hashem said, "What ma'aseh yadai toivim bayam? The creation of my hands are drowning the Egyptians, and you want to say song?" By saying yisalalti, that Hashem amused myself, it seems very insensitive, counter to who Hashem really is. However, the pshat is, the role that they have come to accept, the Egyptians, it is in itself a mockery and a derision. The Egyptians had the opportunity on numerous occasions to change their role and improve their ways and do tshuva and acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet they chose to become steadfast in their roles to their own detriment and become a laughingstock in Shemayim. We see that Yehuda was stuck in his role, but eventually he was able to overcome it and succeed. Yehuda was known through a Kabbalah that Malchus, kingship, was supposed to come from him. He could have easily, as a king, told Shimon and Levi to shut up and command them to behave properly and don't do anything to Yosef. Instead, he uses authority to create a complex scheme to hide Yosef selling into slavery by saying, "Let's kill a goat, dip the ketonis pasim in it, and say, Haker Nadi to Yaakov, please recognize this coat and see that a wild animal killed Yosef. Now the plot didn't work. Yaakov suspected the brothers killed Yosef, and he could not deal with Yosef's death, supposed death, because he really wasn't dead. Now, the Pasuk says, Vayered Yehuda me'achav. Yehuda went down from his brothers, Chazal say, means the brothers saw that his leadership was flawed, and they demoted him. Then he really went down spiritually. Two of his sons died because of spiritual impurity, and Hashem forced him to sleep with a supposed prostitute, the masquerading Tamar. The Medrash tells us that Yehuda saw Tamar dressed as a prostitute, and he walked on right by her. But the Malach, who was in charge of Znus, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and said, "Where are you going, Yehuda? We need Melech Mashiach to come out of you," and forced him to come back and commit this act. Now, Tamar disappeared, which caused Yehuda tremendous embarrassment. Couldn't find her, couldn't pay her what he owed her. Finally, he heard that Tamar committed Znus, and Yehuda wanted to kill her as an act of Migdar Milsa to make a fence around the generation for the concept of Znus. And additionally, she was a Bas Koyen from Shem. So she sent the collateral that Yehuda gave her and used the exact same words that Yehuda said to Yaakov. Ha ker na, please recognize, clear mida keneged mida. Now Yehuda could have kept his diminished status of a monarch, and then Tamar and her children would be killed along with the future Melech HaMashiach. However, Yehuda reversed his role and once again became the king he was supposed to be and rose to be the progenitor of Melech HaMashiach. And that's what the Pasuk says when a king does a sin. Asher Nosi Yechata, an unusual language, Asher, and it means Ashrei. Happy is the generation that its king admits to bring a kapara, an atonement on his shogi, on his unintentional averas. Certainly, he will admit about his intentional averas. Yehuda changed. He offered to be an orev, to be a cosigner, to take responsibility for Binyamin's safe return. And he even set a guarantee that if he didn't bring him back, V'chatosi lecha kol hayomim, I will sin to you all the days, even in the next world. Yehuda knew the rule, akil lasadik, the curse of the righteous, afil al tnai, even this conditional comes on the person. Even if the condition is met, there's still consequences of such a curse. He knew what he was getting into. Even if he returned Binyamin. For over 150 years, Yehuda's bones were rattling around in his casket, and he didn't have a proper place in the Yeshiva Shamayla until Moshe Rabbeinu helped him. Nevertheless, he broke his negative role. He became his true role of a melech. This trap of our roles doesn't only affect humans, but it even affects Malachim, the angels. Chazal tell us, and Rabbi Akiva at 120 was being tortured by the Romans by having his skin ripped off. They cried, the angels cried to Hashem and say, Zu Torah, Zu Schaira, is this the Torah and this is the reward? Now, thinking logically, Rabbi Akiva was 120 years old. He was one of the greatest people that ever lived. His neshama was probably stationed already in Gan Eden. His body was just a hologram, a reflection of who he was in the next world. In addition, what a way to go out with a massive kiddush Hashem. The Malachim saw the true world. They knew that Rabbi Akiva was just a role and not really who he was. Yet even the angels, who are purely spiritual, when they looked into this world, they became absorbed in the charade, and it took on a reality for them that made them forget the truth, and they cried out. How much more so, we humans! We get so caught up in the illusion of life, we begin to believe, then we look in the mirror, that is really who we are. Then all our decisions, all our feelings and thoughts get caught up in this temporary role until we make this our true reality. This false reality becomes our real reality. We have to constantly step back and try to picture who and what we really are. We are an eternal neshama whose true thoughts and desires are dramatically different than the role of our earthly form.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.